Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Quarantined by Fear, was written by Julie Schwab. In 2020, an outbreak of the coronavirus left the world in fear. People were quarantined, countries were put under lockdown, flights and large events were canceled. Those living in areas with no known cases still feared that they might get the virus. Graham Davey, an expert in anxiety, believes that negative news broadcasts are likely to make you sadder and more anxious. A meme that circulated on social media showed a man watching the news on TV, and he asked how to stop worrying. In response, another person in the room reached over and flipped off the TV, suggesting that the answer might be a shift in focus. Luke 12 gives us some advice to help us stop worrying. Seek His kingdom. We seek God's kingdom when we focus on the promise that His followers have an inheritance in heaven. When we face difficulty, we can shift our focus and remember that God sees us and knows our needs. Jesus encourages His disciples in verse 32. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. God enjoys blessing us. Let's worship Him, knowing He cares for us more than the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. Even in difficult times, we can read the scriptures, pray for God's peace, and trust in our good and faithful God. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 34. Consider how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will He clothe you? You of little faith. And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek His kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let's pray. Dear God, when we are faced with illnesses that threaten our very lives, like the coronavirus, it's easy for our trust in You to be replaced by fear of the unknown. Help us to look to You for our strength and comfort, knowing that You have promised to always be with us and sustain us. Instead of living in fear and worry, help us to focus on Your care for us. Thank You, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.